mixed news on mortgage news.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Mortgage applications in this country rose to a nine-month high last week, mainly because of homeowners taking advantage of low interest rates for refinancing. But demand for new loans sunk to a near 13-year low as buyers aren't as interested in buying homes now that the federal tax credit has expired. In a third investigation into the so-called Climategate saga in the UK, authorities didn't find anything that would undermine the case for man-made global warming. They've cleared scientists of any wrongdoing, but have criticized them for not being quite so open. The BBC's Roger Harabin is with us from London with an update on this story. Hi, Roger.
Yeah, hi.
Give us a quick reminder of what these scientists were accused of.
Okay, just before Christmas, you may remember, there was a great rumpus in the international media when these scientists were accused of trying to unduly influence the scientific peer review process after their emails were hacked. And it's created really a crisis, not just in climate science, but across the whole of science.
And what's being done about these hacked emails, Roger?
Well, the police were still looking into the hacked emails. You know, there's some question of it being an inside job, some question of it being an outside job, and we still don't know.
Roger, what was the main criticism that that these scientists got?
One criticism refers to a graph which appeared on a publication from the World Meteorological Organization, which showed temperatures rising, and this was a graph which blended together real temperature data with temperature data from tree rings. The panel here said if you look deep into the report, you'd find out all the annotations to that and all the explanation. But actually on the cover, it wasn't very clear, and that was rather misleading. So, and the other comment they make, of course, is a regular one, which another inquiry has made, which is the scientists involved were simply far too defensive with their data. They weren't open, and that science itself has to be revolutionised in this, the age of the blogosphere, to make science more democratically accountable and more transparent on the internet.
The BBC's Roger Harabin joining us from London. Roger, thank you.
Thank you.
Environmental groups say ExxonMobil made a habit of violating the federal Clean Air Act. The Sierra Club and a group called Environment Texas say they plan on suing the oil giant over thousands of violations at the nation's largest oil refinery in the last 5 years. That refinery is in Texas. No comment from ExxonMobil. Millions of unemployed Americans aren't the only ones feeling the hardship of recession. Kids are feeling it as well. A study out today finds that when a parent loses a job, kids lose their health coverage as well, despite public safety nets to prevent that. More from reporter April Domboski.
For every 1,000 jobs lost, more than 300 privately insured children lose their health coverage. That's according to a new report in this month's issue of Health Affairs. Jerry Fairbrother led the study at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. She said many of these children are eligible for federal health insurance programs like Medicaid. The problem is, parents aren't signing them up.
Possibly the families are less familiar with the public assistance programs and the rules.
Many states have tried to remove disincentives to enrollment, like waiting periods, complicated forms, and burdensome proof of income requirements. But these days, with so many cuts to state budgets, families can be confused about what's available. Jocelyn Geyer directs the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown.
Once word gets out on the street that there are cutbacks, it creates enormous upheaval in an outreach effort.
Researchers hope their findings will inspire more aggressive awareness campaigns. I'm April Domboski from Marketplace.
Well, there's still quite a bit of stock selling going on as investors stay a little nervous about the global economic recovery. Markets in Europe right now are down average of 0.5%. The FTSE's off about 0.6%. And French shares about the same. In Germany, shares are off about 0.25% there right now. Asian shares are mostly lower today, about 1%. Wall Street yesterday, a little bargain hunting after a dreadful week for stocks last week. The S&P and NASDAQ up under 0.5%. The Dow is up about 0.5%, 57 points to end the day at 97.43.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. and by Ally Bank, committed to customer service. At allybank.com, visitors can chat online with a customer care associate 24/7.
Television and radio powerhouse Glenn Beck already has a conservative cottage industry. Now he wants to be an educator as well. He's launching an online university today. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman explains.
So you have the hammer and the sickle. You have the artwork to Mussolini there, here in New York.
That's Glenn Beck on Fox News giving a lesson on communist motifs hidden in New York landmarks. Beck won't deliver the lectures in his new online university. He's left that to a conservative activist, a business consultant, and a constitutional scholar. To enroll in classes like Faith and Hope 101, you sign up for premium content on Beck's website at $6.25 a month. And that term university, it's kind of a stretch.
Well, I think that Mr. Beck can call it whatever he wants.
Donald Heller directs the Center for the Study of Higher Education at Penn State.
There are certainly consumer laws with respect to if he claims he wants to offer degrees or credit or anything like that, but there's certainly nothing preventing him from calling it a university if he so chooses.
Education officials in New York recently slammed Donald Trump for using the word university for his online classes. They promised to teach the art of billion-dollar deal-making, so he changed the name to the Trump Entrepreneur Initiative. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, one of Italy's biggest real estate agencies organized a motivation day for workers, typical you-can-do-it stuff with refreshments and some take-home literature. But then at the end of the event, employees were directed to a bed of burning hot coals for some firewalking. Instead of gaining confidence and overcoming fear, 8 of them gained burns and blisters and had to go to the hospital. The organizer blamed the hotel for using the wrong kind of wood and coals, which caused the bed to get just a bit too hot. The hotel manager had a simpler explanation. He blamed the organizer for directing people to walk on a bed of burning embers. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us and follow me on Twitter, ChiatakisMMR. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.